Well, let's talk about Purim. Purim's around the corner. It says, Kimu v'kibla Yudem Aleim. What was the Kimu v'kibla? Either said Nasi v'nishma in Kabbalah Satera. So, the Maral brings the Medrash Tanchuma that says that Torah Shebal Peh, they didn't want to be Mekabel. Torah Shebiksavi Mekabel Berotzen. Torah Shebal Peh, they didn't want to be Mekabel Berotzen. Why didn't they want to be Mekabel Torah Shebal Peh Berotzen? So the Medrash says, because learning Torah Shebal Peh is very hard. All the Amelis, all the Yigiyah, it's very hard Torah Shebal Peh. So they didn't want to be Mekabel Berotzen. But in Purim, it was Mekabel Berotzen, Mitoch Avos HaNes. So what happened with Purim? Just because it was Avos HaNes, what does that mean? Why did you want to be Mekabel Nas Nishma Berotzen? So the Chura, the Pshat, is very simple. Be'etzem, we are all Soyser ourselves. The whole Mesilas Yesharim is full. Our person is Soyser himself. Tzadechot, he has a Neshome. And the Neshama yearns to do good. The Neshama yearns to be Dovek Makdish Baruch Hu. The other side, we have a guf. And a guf is Nimshech after all the Choymer that there is. It's Nimshech after the Choymer. So we're Soyser ourselves. But what do we really want deep, deep down? Deep, deep down, what do we really want? When somebody comes up al tshuva, what draws him to become a Baal Tshuva? What is there? It's what's real deep, deep down. The Neshom is there. And the Neshom is yearning for something very good. But there's tiras. But deep, deep down, where's the real Rotzon Amiti? That's what the Rambam says in Hilchis Gershon. That a person really wants to mekayim the Torah. But what causes this Pnimius to come out? That's where the Shail is. What causes it? When does it come out? It can come out from many different things. Come out from tzoras, come out when a person went all the way down, and he feels he went all the way down, and he wants to come up again. But real deep down, that's what's there. There's a real rotzen to mekayim the Torah. But it has to come out. And that's what happened in Purim. In Purim it happened because of the nes, because of the tzoras. The Rotzon HaPnimi really came out. That real deep down, that Rotzon came out. And what is that Rotzon? Now, when a person learns, it's very hard to learn. It's hard. But when a person starts enjoying learning, what happens? What does Torah do to a person? It says, Mo'er Shebetorah Machzir Lemutif. What does that mean? What is the Mo'er Shebetorah? It says Torah Mevil Dei Zehirus. It's one Chazal. Another Chazal, Mo'er Shebetorah Machzir Lemutif. Now, what is the difference between Torah Mevil Dei Zehirus and Mo'er Shebetorah Machzir Lemutif? What is the difference? Torah Mevil Dei Zehirus is something sichlistic. Person learns the sugya, he understands the sugya, becomes part of him, his seichel understands this is wrong, and you have to do what's right. Ma'or Shebetera works in a different way. It works in what's the koyech ha-tainug of a person. What's the deepest part of the nefesh of an odom? What's the deepest part? Let's give a moshel. You'll give an aptitude test. You'll see what the kishoynis of a person are. All different types of kishoynis. And somebody says he likes art. Another person says he likes music. Another person likes beautiful scenery. Is there any way to explain why this person likes music, and this person likes art, and this person likes scenery? Is there any way, sichlisdik, to explain it? No. Why does a person like that? That's where his nefesh is. Certain person has a tchune for art, that person has a tchune for music, other person for scenery, and all different types of tchunes. And there's no explanation, sichlisdik, for that. But that's where the nefesh odom is. And why is the koyecha tainug Ta'imika nefesh ha'odom. Why? Why is a person nivro? Why was he created? L'sa'anigal Hashem. What does the Sharm start with? Person was created l'sa'anigal Hashem. So if the person was created l'sa'anigal Hashem, that means tainug is a basic part of a person. That's what it means, tainug. There's a Chazon Ish in Emunah Bitochen that says a very, very big yisod. It says like this. People think that Musar tells a person, don't enjoy life. Musar tells a person, don't look for COVID. Musar tells a person to go away from all these things. So the Chazon Ish says that's not true. Because that's the binyan of ha'odom. If you take away tainuk from a person, and you take away COVID from a person, you will ruin him completely. A person can't exist without tainuk, he can't exist without COVID. Those are two basic things that a person must have. And there's no way you could take away tainuk from a person or COVID from a person. Odom nivro yechidi, bishul shetoyma bishvili nivro ho'ilom. A person must feel he's an individual. And the individuality of the person, that's his COVID. His yichidus, what he's special in, that's his COVID. And there's no way a person could exist without tainug and without COVID. And it's a mistake that a person could make to say, I'm not going to have tainug, I'm not going to have COVID. It doesn't work that way. So the only way is to change, to channel the tainug to the proper tainug, and proper the COVID to the proper COVID. That's what the Chazon Ish comes to say. There is no way in the world that you could build a person by taking away tainug or take away COVID. Instead of building a person, it's a stira in the Havayis Odom. So the only way is to change the Koyach HaTainug. And how do you change the Koyach HaTainug? Because deep down, if a person was nivra l'sa'anig al Hashem, what does that mean? That the Oymek HaNefesh Odom, where is the real tainug in the Oymek HaNefesh Odom? Where is that? Lies in certain ruchnistik zachar. If that's what a person was nivra for l'sa'anig al Hashem, that means his Oymek HaNefesh is in the tainug b'Hashem. Elama, there's a goof. The person has a body. So calls man, there's a body here. The body is moishich to the tainugim of the goof. But the way of changing that is not to go away from tanugim stam, but to change the tainug to Torah. That's what Ma'or Shebeterim Bachzilo Mutav means. That if a person learns Torah, and he learns to enjoy the Torah, this enjoyment of Torah changes the koyecha tainug from tainug ha-choymri to tainug ha-ruchoni. That's what Torah does. Ma'or Shebeterim Bachzilo. So the real koyecha tainug in a person is l'sa'anig al Hashem. But you have to channel it in the right direction. So learning Torah Shabbat Peh is very, very hard. But what is the way to do it? When a person starts l'sa'anig al Torah. When a person learns Torah properly, he begins to enjoy learning. When he begins to enjoy learning, and he's learning with enjoying the learning, that means he has the koyach ha-tainug of Torah. And that changes the koyach ha-tainug from a tainug ha-choymri to a tainug of ruchni. The same thing is with COVID. It says in Chazal that ha-bereich men ha-COVID, ha-COVID roidef acharov. Why does it say that on other things? Why does it say ha-bereich men ha-COVID, ha-COVID roidef acharov? The pshat is because a person can't run away from COVID. The only way to run away from COVID is if he becomes an emes nichbod. What does it mean, emes nichbod? It means like this. Ein COVID ela Torah. What does a person become choshev by? Becomes choshev, ein COVID ela Torah. Let's give an example. It says on COVID, called it COVID amedume. In Musa's form, it says also like cover a tainug medume. Tainig medume. But in the Mefurshim Mekoyres, only says on COVID medume. Why is that? It says like this. Let's say in this world, a sports player has a lot of COVID. People run after getting an autograph from this big sports player. In the Olam Emes, will he have an ounce of kovod or have zero kovod? Zero. He's a nothing in Olam Emes. In the Emes, what is he? In this world, he's a good sports player. So this world, he gets kovod. But in the Olam Haba, he's a nothing. So kovod is a medume, because it's not real. Tainug is not that way. Tainug is biyachas to the tainug amiti. It's one out of a billion, let's say. But it's one over a billion. It's not nothing. Not a zero over a billion. Kovod in the Olam Emes, of this world, is zero over a billion. Nothing. Tainug is not zero. It's a tainug. You're enjoying it. But klapi, the Emes of tainug, it's one over a billion. But kovod is not. Kovod is a zero over a billion. So the only way to go away from kovod is only if you become an emes nichbod. The more a person learns, and the more he becomes really choshev, so he doesn't need all the false kovod. He's a brech mena kovod. He doesn't need it. It's all nonsense. Because he has emes kovod. He's really choshev. If you're really choshev, you don't need all this narsha kovod. But if you're not really choshev, you need the narsha kovod. You can't go away from it. Because a person must have kovod. And the only way to go away from kovod is to have the real kovod. The real kovod is in kovod el toiro. The only way to go away from tanugim is to get the real tainug. And the real tainug is the tainug of toiro, tainug of ruchnis. And deep, deep down, that's where the nefesh has its tainug. That's ma'orosh ma'chziru lamutiv. So what happened in Purim is like this. Because of the Avos HaNes, the oimek ha'nefesh came out. Kimu v'kibba yudim b'leim b'rotzen. They began to understand b'rotzen that there's nothing better than learning Torah. It's hard, it's not easy, it takes a lot of effort, it takes being lazy. It's not easy, but it pays. The real tainuk lies in the tainuk of Torah. And that's what Purim's all about. The yesod of Purim is that the oimik nefesh odom has to come out. And the real nekuda of a yid has to come out. And that real nekuda is the dveikus b'kadosh baruch hu. That's the real nekuda. And when a person, the pshat of ad lo yoda is, what does it mean, ad lo yoda? That the ad lo yoda means the real nefesh comes out. When a person is high, so what comes out is real pnimius. And if the real pnimius came out to be Torah, Yerushalayim, that means that's his oimek ha-nefesh. And that's the sort of Purim. That the oimek ha-nefesh has to come out. And the more we're connected to Torah, the more you really have an emes chibur to Torah, that emes nefesh comes out on Purim. And the simcha brings out this emes nefesh. And that's what Purim is all about. Let's ask some questions and then we'll go on. Any questions?
The ma'isa, how does one celebrate the Purim? But the ma'isa, practically the ma'isa in a kosher way.
What do I do? I do what the Ramo says. I take a little wine and go to sleep from the wine. That's what I do. But
and what if it's a bachrim? What does she recommend that bachrim should do?
Drink a little more and that's it.
That's it.
Unless you're on the madrega vadlo yoda, that you could be mechubar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're sure of yourself, then you can drink. If you're not sure of yourself, do what Ramo says. That's what I do.
And Rishi speaks about time for learning. Rishi means that.
The real time of learning. The real, real. Is there an Igros Chazonish here?
Yes.
So I wrote him a letter of Divrei Torah. So he writes like this: Al tisave lechidushim arukim. Don't start off with these fancy chidushim. Lo koyach chidush chosol lecha. You're not lacking the koyach chidush. Arba'am mitzich lecha leemes umeishorim. if you want to really get down to the truth, Einecha mesugel l'chidushim haregilim. You're not mesugel for these fancy chidushim. Amuzogim baznoches hanekudas hamites alaroif. They usually miss the real nekudas emes of the sugya. Va'al no titcho ekes atzmecho lechakois es hanafalpilim v'amispalpilim. Don't force yourself to make after those people that make stampil pulim. Boisivcho b'shkidoscho, if you'll add shkida, toisiv omnom lechadish b'teiro. If you'll be moisiv to learn stronger, you'll be moisiv chidushi teiro. Ava inyin ha-chidushim, what does a chidush in teiro mean? Pirush ha-grach nivloshon tzatzal. B'yoy shen eim oin oimika teiro shabal peh. Mizgale la'acha roi v'ashkida v'omor. There's an oimika teiro shabal peh, that's mizgale only after a lot of asmode and a lot of yegia. Kol ha-mizgale, mikre chidush. What does chidush mean? After emes ha-omol b'teiro, your zoiche havona yisero in the sugya becomes clear. The clarity doesn't mean the fancy chidushim. The clarity that comes out of omol ha-teiro, that's mizgale, the clarity that comes out of Omo, that's what Chidusha means. V'chol ha-moisif, b'kinyonim sh'atere niknis bohem, moisif yediyo yoyse brucho, v'toyim ne'imus atzfunis, asher hoyo be'ilo v'hester terem amoloi. Your toyim, a clear tam of Torah, and things become clear. V'hein heino, Achidushim, mesamchei nefesh, umalhivei avo iloyes, murom mikol shiflis agufnonim, umahapchim geshem lenishmas chayim, vachavercho yisragel b'roscho, amukoit v'yidushum mecho yisra. Says those chidushim that come from Omol HaTorah are the chidushim that bring the gevaldike simcha. Those are the chidushim that make the tainug. That's ma or machzul muto. That's what he says. Umalhivei avo iloyes murom mikol shlis agufonim. You get uplifted from this tainug. Umahapchim geshem nishmas chayim. It changes over our geshem to nishmas chayim. That's what the Moresh Mazil Mutav is. That's the tainug of Torah. That's mahapich the choyme to ruach. And that's when the emes of koyach tainug comes out. That's the real koyach tainug. Any more questions?
So what happened on Purim again? What exactly happened on Purim?
From the Avos HaNes and from the Tzoros, they began to feel the real Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So
the Dveikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalek said, Ayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. When you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Teva, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of us, is in us. Deep down, he's in us. No way of getting out of it. He's in us. And that comes out on Purim. This Dveikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What? That's the Dveikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our Toichen HaPnimi.
That's what makes you Kabbalah Satorah.
That's right.
That's what makes you.
Kabbalah Satorah B'Rotzen. Rotzen means you want it. And a person, what does a person want? Tainug. All the Ritzoyim a person are told in Tainug. So if you have the enjoyment of Torah, your Rotzen is for Torah. This way you think, oh, it's such a hard thing. I'd rather be free. No. The real tainug is Torah. That's the real, real tainug.
COVID is not a tainug?
Sure, it's a very big tainug. But when you get the real COVID, that means the real COVID is the real kshivas. Then you laugh at all the narsha COVID. Person, one of the biggest taivas in the world is COVID. And the older you get, the bigger the taiva comes.
But it's all
dimming. It's not real because it's not because COVID means chshivas. So in this world, a basketball player is a big nichbot. But what is he? He's a big nothing. Loss of love, he'll be something. He's zero over a billion.
Plus, he does good in this world.
So not because of a basketball playing. He maybe did some chesed.
No, because of the status of a basketball player, he has the opportunity to do chesed.
Do they do it? You know of somebody that way?
Absolutely.
So he did first chesed.
One guy that I know, one player.
First chesed.
I'm not going to say here.
First chesed. Not for his basketball playing.
He's a very, 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 very frum guy. He spends all summers going to Africa and working with people and raising money for.
Okay, so he's something out of the ordinary. But people aren't running for autographs because of his chesed in Africa. They're running after him for his basketball playing.
Someone who gets covered for the Maisim Tovim, he does. That's also a Kavod HaMeduma?
That's not a Kavod HaMeduma, but it's not a real Kavod. The real Kavod is the ain't Kavod HaTorah. You know what they say. It says, Kol HaBerech Min HaKavod, Kavod Rei DeFacharov. A lot of people are Berech Min HaKavod, and the Kavod doesn't run after them. So they say, because he looks back, when is the Kavod coming? That means he's not a real Berech Min HaKavod. He's looking for the Kavod. A real Berech Min HaKavod doesn't need it. He's above it. He doesn't need it.
So what should we do? What should we be doing on Purim? Like
what should you do about COVID? Don't talk about it.
No.
Don't think.
I
never tell a bocher to work on Gaiva. Only one instance I told a bocher to work on Gaiva. Only one instance. The bocher was something way over the shminis of Gaiva. Way, way over. So I asked him, no. What do you do about your... How do you work on your gaiva? So he says, like this, I work on it to know that everything came HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, he has no chesroin to think about. So the only way he can work on it is that all his big milus and his kol shleimus comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he has nothing to work on that he has a chesroin. He has no chesroin. So I asked him, you know, why don't you work on something else? You know, the Mesil Shacharim says in Hanova, there's another Madrig of Hanova that you think the boss of the dam, you're not a malach. So you should think of your Hanova because you're not a malach. He was like, but it's a bocher shouldn't work on Gaiva because I'll just become a bigger about Gaiva.
I think as Shaila was, what's the...
You know what Mesil Shacharim said, the worst about Gaiva is? When he thinks it's big enough, and he wants COVID for his Anova also.
Right.
Bochum that work on Anova end up to make bigger Bali Gaiva.
Right, that's a big problem that we have.
That's the worst thing. The
But I think what this boy was asking, halach l'maisa, what's the avodah on Purim? In other words, Purim is 24 hours, and 2 weeks before Purim. So what should we be doing now for the next 2 weeks and Lamais on Purim, other than the 10 minutes that we're drinking during the Suda and the Ad L'Yada? What's the Etzem Avaida?
To work on your Pnimius. The more your Pnimius is good, it'll come out on Purim good.
How do you work on your
Pnimius? Ma'or Shevetera, Magazel Abut is the best thing that there is.
So
nothing
more.
Better than that. You have to have this Reimemis. The Torah could bring you this Reimemis. This Reimemis.
Also, Rashi was asked why is Kav the only thing that's Berech you when you
Because
laugh?
In order to be Berech Mekav, you have to become a real Nichbod. The only way of running away from Kav is a real Nichbod. Not a real Nichbod, just looking back, you know, when is it coming? There's no way of running away from Kav if not a real Nichbod. The only real nichbad means you don't need this narsha covered. It's nonsense, all this covered.
No, you really have covered, but the covered has to
That's
be
right. Covered. The ain't covered on the Torah means you have the real covered. You don't need this silly covered.
Rishiva mentioned that we should do the Ramah on Purim.
Unless you can be sure your Adla Yoda is Kuli Pnimis and Dveikas Bakdish Boku. If you're sure of that, then it's okay.
I would never say that.
Okay, but, so then do the Ramah.
If Rashida said that Voda Purim is to work on Pnimis,
as much as you get to it.
How does that happen?
One sec. As much as you get to it, then you can. But you're not going to get there until Purim, right? How many days do you have to Purim? So let's say every day you're Mechadesh Achidish and Torah, and every day you get to this Chazinish of Malivi Avi Eloyos. So if you could get to this in 2 weeks, to get to this Madrega, fine. But you're not going to get there in 2 weeks, in a week and a half.
And I was just trying to understand how do you do that vote of Purim? But I thought it was totally on the
as much as you get your pneumius intact, you'll have a real Purim. A real Purim, not a silly Purim. The more the pneumius comes out, that you dovo padish bohu, that's it. That's
Purim. But can't part of that avoid, besides learning, because again,
I'm working on your midas.
Meaning, in other words, working on just being makar the chas to Kodesh Baruch Hu, just saying modi manachnu lach with more kavana, just getting closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Yeah. But not with gaiva. Not to think you're coming a big tzaddik.
In Echanami, but just the MS, just being closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, just being makar the nisim the Kodesh Baruch Hu does for us on an individual basis, day to day.
That's gewaldic. But. Do it real. If you don't do it real, you just become a bigger balgaivin. It's the worst thing that there is. You have to be very careful.
Rashiva mentioned that you have to really enjoy, that if we enjoy learning, then we'll experience the real time.
But enjoying the learning is only if you really work. There's no easy way out. When you work, like the Chazini says, the more you om over that nizgala chedushi Torah, that's the way. You have to work, and the working is hard. That's why with chatchila was kofel emar kigiz. That's the medrash tanchuma. But in Purim it comes out. That's what we really want. But we have to work, and when you work, you end up enjoying the sugik to gevaldik.
You need to work before Purim so you can have the
sugik. That's right.
It's working a whole year. It's what you're saying.
That's right.
It's working.
That's right. Now you have a little over a week.
Is the timing from Torah that Shiva speaking about how to, like the timing a person gets when he eats ice cream?
No, it's much more.
It's a
timing. Much more. It's a much, much more. It's a real time. It's a real enjoyment. Malive avo ilois.
And the person feels a kind of even on the outside, so to speak, or it's a pneumius to get a kind of.
Pneumius to get a kind of.
And the person feels a
tainan necessarily? A vada, he has a toy of tam, the sikas of Torah. It's mosuk and midvash. Much better than ice cream.
It feels different even to us than like solving a math problem. Does it feel different?
It's a much bigger tainan than that. Much, much bigger.
On Purim itself or just in general?
What?
On Purim itself or just in general?
In general.
What's pneumius?
Pneumius, what you really feel inside of you. What do you feel? Real deep down, what do you feel?
You need to work on the pneumius and not just stand learning.
When you learn with a real omo b'teira, it'll be put on your pneumius also.
She was saying that COVID, the reason why COVID runs after you is because that's really actually part of you.
When you, if you were able to run away from COVID,
right.
We only become a real nichbod.
Right. But taiva is not actually the same, not the same deal because why? Because
No, tainug, when you eat something and you enjoy it, there really is a tainug there. But biyachas to the tainug amiti, it's bottle the billion. But it's not, one over a billion. COVID of a basketball player is zero over a billion. It's not real COVID, it's Narsha COVID, it's not nonsense. What are you being mechabedim for? Puts a ball in the basket? What is that? In the real world, what is that?
It's like eating ice cream. That's like kind of like...
That's a tainuk. Eating is a tainuk.
Or like, I don't know, is that like...
It's one over a billion of the tainuk amiti, but it's a tainuk. COVID is only chshivas. What does COVID mean? You makshiv somebody. What are you makshim for? Could you put the ball in the basket? What does that mean? It's nothing. It's real chshivas. It's nonsense.
Eating ice cream is that not nonsense?
But you're enjoying it. The enjoyment is real. It's only bottle to the tainuk of one out of a billion in the tainuk amiti of the Vekas Vashem. But it's a tainuk, one out of a billion. COVID it's nothing because COVID means chshivas. What's the chshivas of putting a ball in the basket? But that Rashi isn't there.
Rabbi, what should keep a person motivated to learn until they develop the tonic for learning?
It doesn't take too long. But if you work, you have to work right. If you work right, you'll see. And you have to work to really understand. Not false things, not false chedushim. That's what Chazanish is talking about. Now, some people, they take an easy way out. They take maramakoymes and they drehe. That's not the real learning. Real learning is really to work, understand, really understand, and get things really clear. That's what learning is really all about. When you do it that way, you'll enjoy it.
What's Pshat and Inkavada with Torah? Why not? What about all other milestones?
That means it's all the real chshivas. Inkavada means what Torah, the set of values of Torah.
So somebody's a big
Baal
Chesed, that's also a
Kavod. Avada. It's a Baal Chesed, that's real things.
So it's Lev Dafka and Kavod.
It means in Kavod, the set of values of Torah.
The Kavod you get from other people is real, or the Kavod that you feel for yourself?
No, it's real. Because you come really choshev. It's not because people are mechabed you. People can mechabed you for playing basketball also. It means you become really choshev. When you become really choshev, you don't need the nonsensical kovod. Because you're satisfied with yourself. You're in it. You're there. You have the real kovod.
How come it wasn't by... there's Koch and there's still Nisim by Har Sinai, you know? So how come that wasn't like the same Kimu, the Kiblu?
Because they didn't see the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Teva. The difference is, Nisim Gluyim, they saw Nisim Gluyim. But there wasn't yet Hashem Bekirbeinu. A Nes Dech Nister means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us in every way, even in our Guf and in our Teva and everything. That's a much deeper Hakor. A Nes Nister is a much deeper Hakor than a Nes Goli. Purim brought out the Nes Nister.
That made a higher level of
simcha. Yeah. Because Bokhu is deep down, he's there.
And he's always there, not just.
He's there. You have to just bring it out. That's what Nes Nister means.
Vili Miller says that's Pshat Agashra Freilach. That simcha that you get on Purim from real seeing those Nisim, you have to keep that going for the whole year.
Yeah.
There's always Nisim. There's always Hashem Bekirbeinu.
It's always Nisim.
You just don't think about it. So if you work on it, that's the avoider.
That's the month of Parshas Boy. Everything's a Nes Nister.
Does it mean that, like, because Bekirbeinu is more personal? It's more like...
It's in us. Deep down, it's there. That's what Purim's all about. To bring out this, that Kishboruch is Toichenu, deep down, he's there. It's really part of us.
As a Kodesh Baruch Hu cares about us.
That's right, he's there.
It's...
So should a person like not get so into like dancing and not get into so much and just focus more on learning?
What?
Being on Purim, there's a lot of dancing, there's a lot of like...
That's good.
But we're trying, we're supposed to work on our...
That's good.
That's good for the simcha. That's good
The more it comes, because you really sameach, it's good. There's always two ways. Well, it's more the dancing, more simcha, or the simcha brings out dancing. The more the simcha brings out dancing, that's avada good. I mean, you have a simcha pnimis and it goes with the dancing.
They simcha is not bringing out the dancing.
You're not
a big dancer. You should just go and learn. You can get into the dancing. Maybe the dancing will bring out the simcha.
All right, that's also good.
And the purpose of the simcha is to get one to be able to learn more.
Probably the simcha to get elevated from Purim. Everything is it brings a kiv l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, which will last the whole year.
How does simcha elevate your pnimius?
What are you sameach about? What are you happy about?
I don't know if so many people really think about that.
But when you're sameach on Purim, what are you sameach on? Because it's a mitzvah to be the simcha. So every mitzvah is makarav Yitakadosh Baruch Hu.
So what's the specific simcha and Purim saving us?
That the Yitakadosh Baruch Hu is Toichenu. He's with us.
Shiva said it doesn't recommend working on Gaiva We don't find in the Musa Sfarim that they worked on Anivis.
Avad, but not for Bochum.
Not for Bochum.
It's the hardest thing to work on. Most Bochum to work on Anover just end up being bigger body gaiva. They accomplished a very big goof to Trevis Hashem called Gvalev. That's what they accomplished.
It's better to work on it when it's harder.
What?
It's better to work on it when it's harder. I mean, when you're older, you get more type of recovered. So
yeah, but you're older, then you maybe know how to do it. But if your bocher does it, usually works the other way around. Makes you a bigger balgaiva.
So if I'm going to be reading in August tzaddikim, should I skip the section of?
No, you can learn. It's a good thing to know. There's such a thing. But when you start working on it, and you just think you come a big honor. Another story, somebody's saying, all the mitzvahs, somebody's saying about him. Say, what's with my anova? Why don't you give me the cover for being an anova also? That's usually what comes out of it.
So, but you see about the nisim gluyim that there's more of like a demonstration of their love for Hashem, so Zei Keli Vanvehu, but like Purim, you don't really see such a demonstration for.
There's two types of things. There's one thing in Nes Goli. Like Ramban learns, it says that Nes Goli brings you to understand Nesim Nistorim. But a Nes Nistor is in one way a higher level. Because it's sort of like Bishbok is with us in every way, even Hester upon it, even in Golos.
If a person is feeling a little like depressed and feeling down about himself, so Shiva would say that you should get more into Torah because that's the biggest Tainug, and he'll feel the most chashivas about himself because that's real kavod. So he'll get that chashivas, and then he'll get out of his depression of feeling like self-confident.
Well, why is he depressed? He feels he's not being matzliach.
Whatever reason.
Okay, so you have to work on knowing that you're being matzliach.
You do that for learning.
What?
Depends
if you have to learn how to be matzliach in learning.
What would Rosh Hashiva say to someone who spent, a couple years in yeshiva and never really felt a tie in learning?
So he has to learn to learn properly. There's something wrong with how he's learning. Is he fooling himself? Is he playing in games with different types of lomdas? Or is he really working to understand things really well?
Wouldn't that be a place where a good Rebbe comes in?
That's right.
So Rebbe can tell you what you should be doing.
Yeah, that's what Shul is all about.
That's why you have to have a Rebbe, talk to Rebbe in learning. Otherwise, you just fool yourself. Yeah. You don't know what you're doing. Seems to be a very good rebbeim in this yeshiva.
Yeah.
We do.
Can you actually be like more specifically exactly what's like the fake learning, what's the real learning? Like what? I'm a little confused. Because when we say lumdus, we also use it in regards to real learning. So like.
One second. Lumdus is a way of understanding things. Do you really understand what you're learning, or are you just playing with words? Do you really understand that it's good?
Right. Meaning the words actually mean something, not just some sort of like differentiation between different things?
Are you really understanding what you're learning or not? I look at it like this. Let's say somebody learns Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And he works to understand it. After he really understands it, he can say, it's my kasha. I wouldn't have thought of it myself. But after I saw Rabbi Akiva Eiger and I worked on it, I really see the kasha here. It's hard. It's really a kasha. The teres Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I wouldn't have thought of it myself. But after I learned Rabbi Akiva Eiger and I think about it, I understand it so well that Kila, I would answer it myself now. I wouldn't have thought of it. But now it's me. I understand it. It's clear to me. Or just, Rabbi Akiva Eiger has the kasha, says the teres. Or you're really understanding what you're learning.
To understand it, but he's missing a kasha that all the Rishonim are asking. But he himself, you understand, he can tell you the Shakur Taya, but he missed the Kashush. Does that mean that he's lacking in his...
No. There's all different levels of understanding. You can learn Gemara Rashi in Vikiyas and understand the Gemara Rashi in a certain way. It's a certain level of understanding. I always think like this. What's the difference between Bikiyas and Iyun? What's Iyun, what's Bikiyas? I always think it's like this. When Rabbi Veger was Nifter, Abdul Kaldina said a hesped on Rabbi Veger. What was his hesped on Rabbi Veger? He took a Gilyan Ashas, a creature says, Ayin Shom Vitzorch Iyun. So Abdul Kaldina said, a whole maroche to answer Rabbi Veger's kasha. Then he said, a whole maroche to shlug up his maroche. Then it said a whole maroche again to answer Rabbi Veger's kasha. Then a whole maroche to shlug up to his maroche. Then it said a whole maroche again to answer Rabbi Veger's kasha. Then he shlugged it up. He said, don't think Rabbi Veger that 1 second, Ayin Shom Vitzorch Iyun, didn't think of all these maroches with all the upfregs and it made the Tzorch Iyun. So what did Tzorch Iyun mean? He already said 3 maroches with 3 upfregs. So what does Tzorch Iyun mean? It means like this. Everybody, to feed his level of learning, has what he sees right away. Let's understand. Learn Bikiyas. You have a certain understanding right away. Then you have a kasha. And you think for a minute. Is it a kasha? No, it's not a kasha. All right. So that's Bikiyas. Then you see, the kasha is really shver. I don't have a teretz. I talk about it. So that you have to leave for Iyun. In other words, you have to learn the Gemara in a certain way that you understand it a certain, the first level of understanding. And there's kashas. So if you can think of a teretz right away, fine. If not, leave it for the Iyun. In other words, the Bikiyas is the first level of understanding something, but there's a Vada Iyun much more. There's more kashas, more terutz, and more this. But you at least have to have a Bikiyas, a basic understanding of the basic Shakur Taya of the Gemara. Kolecho lefi dargosoi.
Person really is really bothered by the kasha in Bikiyas. There's no danger in like by just rushing past it that he's training himself to not.
No. You see, Tzorch Iyun. I'll get to Iyun, I'll learn it. That's what Tzorch Iyun means. What did Abdul Kalina say? Abkveg, in that 1 second that he said, Ayin Shom Tzorch Iyun, Fi Madrigos in learning, he had these things. Oh, he meant, oh, Staka Kasha. Tzorch Iyun.
Got around to learning
of,
he had
Teretz. You see the Drush V'chidish.
Huh? The Drush V'chidish. What would be some practical ways for somebody to develop crucial skills like reading or basic Havana?
That we have Shiurim for.
Shiurim for reading?
The Shiurim are to understand how to learn a Blat Gemara. What's a Kashi? What's a Teretz? How to go, how to, what's the right way of learning a Gemara?
And what about in reading?
What?
And what about in reading?
In reading?
Making a laning.
That's what laning means. A platshir is to tell you how to lane a Gemara. That's what a platshir is for.
But if you're only doing if you're only doing 4 lines a week, it's hard to learn how to make a laning.
But how do you learn those 4 lines?
You might learn those 4 lines, but you can't learn the next 4 lines.
First, the Ligma Vodalizber. You have to learn the first of the Shakur Taya de Gemara. Ligma Vodalizber. You know the joke they say that somebody was decided he's going to learn and not go further until everything is clear. And they're learning Shosh Nogach Esapora. They had a kasha. Why did it say Shosh Nogach Esapora? Shosh Nogach Esashor. But we can't go further, because we have to understand everything clearly. Why did they say, so they stood there. They can't go further. Arbovus Nezikim, they had a kasha. Arbovus, there's Gimelovus. Arbovus, we can't go further. Arbovus, what is Arbovus? Not true, Gimelovus. The league of Odal is, we have to know the Gemara first, at least the Gemara Rashi, the whole Sugya, to see what the Sugya is. What do you mean, technical reading?
Yeah. Learning how to make a laning.
What do you mean, what does it mean a laning? To know how to learn up a Gemara, right?
Different levels of learning a right, but even before you know how to learn a really right, just to know how to read a piece of Gemara, which you only
that
can do
supposed to learn in
after
elementary
doing
school.
A lot of blah.
What elementary school didn't do a good job?
So then he has to get somebody to teach him that. That's before the shear. That you're supposed to learn.
No, that could be a shear in itself. We have bakia shears. Yeah, we have shurim bakias, and you learn an amud with a rebbe, and then you chazer it. And you chazer
that's you're supposed to learn. You need somebody to teach you how to make how to read the Gemara right.
I always tell boys. I mean, when I was growing up, we had no art scroll. You had a rebbe. You learned an amud. You chazered it. And you chazered it. And you did a 20 plot, and then eventually you went did the next plot. But only you chazered the same 20 blot 100 times, then you can read the next plot. But you're doing that with a rebbe.
Somebody has to teach you how to learn a Gemara.
But again, it all comes down to working on it, to a melus. Every time you have a kash, you open up the art scroll, you're never going to learn how to make a lane.
That's right, that's why it's not good. It's made for balabatim, not made for people that are learning. People learning are supposed to learn without an art scroll. You have to learn how to learn.
I think it's a churban of our generation. I think people grow up their whole life with an art scroll. They never learn how to make a laning.
That's not good. It's made for balabatim. Balabatim don't have time to learn. So the art scroll is a good thing. When people know how to learn, they should learn.
Zahiris,
that's called Zahiris. What? I said at the beginning, Torah Mevi'ah Zahiris. Torah Mevi'ah Zahiris is a sikhlistic thing. Learning is, the seichel knows what is right, what is wrong. It gives a kuech to seichel to do things. It becomes part of your seichel. But Moshe Shemitah is working on the nefesh.
No, that's the ultimate tvekas. I think the Baal Tanya says, "Anan nafik savas yahavis." I put myself into the Torah. So when you learn Torah, you become close to Kodesh Baruch
Hu. Yeah. Kuchibruchi sov reitz echad. Okay, Ikesh Batzloche, Yadl Tere V'Yad, you should all grow in Tere in Yerushalayim, and Purim should be a roimimus. Okay.
Amen.
Okay.